Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Romance or no chance? We want you to tell us about your bad first date. We're going to guess if we think you went on a second date or you never saw that person again. 644-9850. We want to hear from you. Good morning, Kiss 98.5. Who's this?
My name is Bree.
All right, Bree, so you're going to tell us about your bad first date, and then we're all going to guess whether or not you went on a second date or never saw the person again. So tell us about that bad first date. It's romance or no chance.
Well, it was my birthday 2 years ago. He offered to take me to a movie. I said yes, of course. It was my birthday. I didn't have anybody in the city I was living in, so I was excited. Said he was going to obviously buy the ticket. We get there. I bought the ticket. I bought the snacks. And then he asked the person at the concession stand for free stuff.
Ouch.
What?
Because it was your birthday or why?
Ouch.
Well, I didn't want to give him a chance, but I wanted to go out with somebody on my birthday,
and he
offered. Nobody else offered before, so I was like, of course.
Yeah.
All right, let me ask you, do you remember the movie that you saw?
No, but I do remember I didn't want to see that movie, but he said that he wanted to see it.
Oh, my goodness.
It's your birthday!
So this is romance or no chance. I'm going to guess that you did not go on another first date with him. Nick, what about you?
I'm also going to guess Bree has high standards and did not go on a second date with this guy.
I'm going to disagree. She went on a second date and gave him a second chance. She seems nice.
Bree, was it romance or no chance?
I slept with him that night.
Oh,
I was right. I told you. I told you.
Not technically a second date.
That's true. Excellent point,
so
Nick.
So did you go on a second date?
No.
No, so
Janet, you and I are right.
We are the winners.
No. I think that's a tie.
Thank you, Bree. Appreciate it. No, Wheeze, just because
there was romance.
There was romance.
There was romance after the movie.
But there wasn't a second date. It doesn't win. Hi, Kiss. Who's this?
Hey, I'm calling for the
romance
jealousy.
Or no chance. Yeah. What's your name?
Dawn.
Dawn, tell us about your bad first date.
Okay. Well, I was going on a date with this guy. And, like, it was going to be all cute. Like, I was living, it was, like, the first day I moved to New York City. I was going to meet this guy. He was supposed to be cute, show me around. Took me to this, like, Ethiopian restaurant, really fun. And then he was like, want to go back to my place? And I was like, yeah, why not? So I go back to his place. And I go into his apartment, and in his bedroom, it looks like a straight-up hostel. There are eight bunk beds.
Oh, no. No. Okay, well, keep going. Eight bunk beds.
Yeah.
Eight bunk beds. So we had the place to ourselves, but I get into his top bunk, and we're chilling for a minute because it's 2 a.m., and I'm like, I don't want to take the subway home yet.
Mm-hmm.
And then we both have medical marijuana cards, so we started smoking a little bit, and the fire alarm went off.
Oh, no.
Sprinklers go, and we both run outside soaking wet, and that was how the night ended.
Okay, so it's romance or no chance, and we're trying to decide, does this turn into a second date? I have to say, on a side note, I think it's an interesting choice to go top bunk instead of bottom bunk, but everybody has their favorite.
Yeah, I know. That itself was a little questionable.
Yeah. I'm going to say no chance you didn't go on a second date. Nick, what about you?
I'm going to say you both probably had a lot of patchouli. And second date, why not? You both sound a little freaky. Yeah, sure. Second date. I think you went out with this guy.
Okay, Weez, what do you think?
Second date, definitely.
Okay. All right. So was it romance or no chance? Did you go on a second date?
I played myself and did go on a second date.
Okay. All right. Thank you. All right. Next call. Hi, Kiss 98.5. Good morning.
Good morning.
What's your name?
Rochelle.
All right, Rochelle. We're playing Romance or No Chance. Tell us about your bad first date. We're going to guess if you went on a second date. Go ahead.
Okay. So we met on Tinder and then we were supposed to meet at a local bar. I was 2 hours late. And when I got there, he was outside puking in a bush.
How did you know he was the guy that you were supposed to meet while he was throwing
right?
up? Like...
Well, okay.
Hi, are you Tim?
He wasn't puking as soon as I got there, but he was puking within 5 minutes.
Oh, okay. All right. Thank you.
Why were you 2 hours late?
Good question.
I was nervous, so I was just kind of putting it off, and I wasn't going to go, and then I ended up going.
Okay. 2 hours late. I am going to say you
went on a... Was that the end of the date?
Is that the end?
I tried to offer him help, and he just ignored me, so I didn't know him, so I just left.
Okay, right.
Okay, yeah. So ignored you. I'm going to say there was a second date. Nick, what about you?
I'll say absolutely not. The throwing up on your first date is kind of a game killer for
Red
me.
Red flag.
Yeah, but
really?
What do you want
no
to guess?
No chance.
Yeah, I'm saying
was
no
it
chance.
Romance or no chance? Did you go on a second date?
We did, and we've been together for 2.5 years.
Oh my gosh.
Look at that. I can smell love. I am so happy for you.
I smell dinner.
I just smell upchuck.
Hold on. So why was he throwing up? What's the rest of that story?
Was he nervous?
He was just drunk.
Oh,
okay.
Surprise. Are you still late for stuff, or did you finally get your tardiness act together?
No, he actually has made me a very prompt person.
Aww. Nice. Look at that. You guys bringing out the best in each other.
Here's the
awesome.
Deal.
Thanks.
You show up on time, I won't throw up on you.
Hi, Kiss 98.5. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
What's your name?
Courtney.
All right, Courtney, it's romance or no chance. You tell us about a bad first date. We try to guess if you had a second date, Courtney.
Okay. So we met, and he asked me to go meet him at the bar with friends, and I was like, okay, I didn't really know anybody. So I go there, and he's, like, already drunk. So, like, I can't even find him. It's an area in Buffalo that I have not been familiar with, and I was like, saw somebody else there that I had known. So I said hello. We start talking. He disappears. Don't know, like, where he ends up. So an hour goes by. He ends up showing up. So we, like, hang out, and, like, everything is fine. He goes for a first kiss. It was like if you had a dog, like a German Shepherd, and they licked you, that was the first kiss.
Some people like that.
Yeah, that's a style for some people.
You know, it's my style. I like that.
Weez is a dog licker.
Not my style. Go ahead. Continue.
So he ends up disappearing again, and he's, like, super drunk. His friend, like, disappears. They all disappear, and I'm just, like, there by myself. So I'm like, I don't know what to do. So, like, I end up leaving or whatever. And then the next day, he, like, calls and texts, and I guess you have to guess.
Okay. I say there was a second date. It's romance or no chance. I feel like there's a spark there. Nick?
I'm guessing you might have been dating a superhero and he had to go fight crime, change into his costume, come on back, act normal on Clark Kent, and then go back out and fight crime.
Ooh.
I think absolutely, and you're dating Superman. I think you went on a second
date. They were at a bar and they were in a backroom party for a stag, and I'm going to say he was back there going back and forth. I'm saying no chance.
Okay, did you go on a second date, Courtney?
8 years later, and we're married.
Second date.
See?
And he's a superhero.
I love that.
She likes wet kisses.
She does.
And now we know.
Here, boy. Who's got the treat?
I'm ready,
Courtney. That's an amazing story. I am so glad you called. Hi, Kiss 98.5. Good morning.
Good morning.
What's your name?
Hi, my name is Allie.
Allie, I think this is kind of therapeutic. Are you feeling better about yourself when you're hearing about these bad first dates?
Actually, yes, I am a little bit.
Okay, Allie, it's romance or no chance. You're going to tell us about your bad first date. We're going to guess if there was a second date. Go ahead.
Okay. So he and his friends were throwing a party up in Ellicottville, so he decided to pick me up. This was a couple of years ago, and it was the middle of winter, and we were driving up there, and we got lost, and of course we went down a side road, and we ended up getting stuck in the snow in the middle of nowhere. So I had to get out and push the car while he was driving, and I had like a dress and high heels. And I'm out there covered in snow, pushing the car. We couldn't get it out for like 2 hours. We're just stuck there, and he's freaking out. And finally, he gets his friends, and they come and push the car out of the snow. And it was very awkward, to say the least.
Okay, Nick, what do you think? Did Allie have a second date with this Ellicottville guy?
No, I think he realized she needs to get back to the gym and work on her lifting, because clearly she's not strong enough to push his car.
Were you wearing a skirt or a dress?
Oh, yeah, good question.
It was a skirt.
Okay. Yeah, she's just not strong enough. Why would you go? She can't lift, bro. I can't understand why. No, I'm saying no second date.
No second date. Weez, what do you say?
I'm saying second date. She wore a skirt.
Uh-huh. Allie, my guess is that as Buffalo girls, we are expected to push cars, so that doesn't seem out of the ordinary to me. I say you guys gave it another chance because you did have a fun night planned, and it was the circumstance that got in the way. I think you had a second date. What happened?
Well, you would actually be wrong. I'd never called him back. It wasn't the best night after that either, so kind of a one and done kind of thing.
Okay, so
Jan, that's notch one for Nick there.
That's one for you.
I didn't work out after that. So.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. It sounds like I can't believe the night got worse. How could it get worse?
How could it get worse? Right.
What else? My goodness. All right. Well, thank you. So that was good bad story. Hi, Kiss 98.5. It's romance or no chance. Who's this?
Hi, this is Britt.
All right, Britt, you're going to tell us about your bad first date, and we're going to try to figure out, did you go on a second date? Go ahead.
Okay, so this actually kind of paints me in a bad light.
Okay. No judgment zone here. No judgment.
A little judgment.
Okay, maybe a little bit.
Okay, so we met on a dating app. I honestly don't remember which one. And we went to a bar, had a couple drinks, had a great time, decided to go to a few more bars. I definitely got a little bit too drunk, which was fine. And so we had some food, hung out, whatever. And then he asked me to go back to his place. So we did. And we were just hanging out, like took me on the rooftop of his apartment building. It was super nice. And then all of a sudden it was like I had gotten again way too drunk. And we went back down to his apartment, and I ran into his bathroom when I got sick. I was so embarrassed. Didn't know what to do. I like ran to the bathroom, got sick, like cleaned myself up, ran out of the bathroom, called myself an Uber, and ran out of his apartment.
Sounds like an episode of Lost a Little Control.
First off,
Jan, when someone says they can't remember the app, it's Plenty of Fish. Uh-huh. So second, you laugh because it's true. Second, it sounds like you had your wits about you enough to get somewhere safe and home and all that good stuff. Jan, what are you picking on this?
Nick, I feel
romance
like
or no chance.
I feel like she gave him a second chance because he has a rooftop at his apartment building, and I'm willing to give a second chance because of the atmosphere he created. And I mean the puking part. Well, that's just a technicality.
Yeah,
it wasn't your fault. You just need to mix in a water once in a while. But
so
I think
you're
there
saying
was a
romance.
I'm saying romance. What do you say, Nick?
I'm saying romance as well. Location, location, location. Yeah. Sounds like a great downtown rooftop party place.
Wait, Weez? Was there furniture on the rooftop?
There was, yeah.
Okay, ooh, nice. Okay, Weez, what do you think?
I gotta be honest, having worked at a bar and met most of my girls at first dates at a bar.
Most of my girls.
Wow. I gotta be honest, that happened to me a few times. I say second date.
Second date. Romance. All right, please tell us, was there a second date?
Yes, you're all right. And the second date was dinner on his rooftop.
Wow!
Hey, Britt, you're not dating a football player, are you?
Wow.
No, there was a second date, and then there was no third date. So. No.
Oh, okay, all right. Well, you got the second date. Yeah.
Why wasn't there a third date? Was the food not good?
No, the food was good, but the kisses were bad.
What was wrong with those guys? What did he do wrong?
Teach guys listening right now how to kiss.
Have you ever seen a lizard's tongue?
Note to self, guys. Girls don't like wet kisses or lizard tongue.
Okay, she doesn't like the gecko kiss. Whatever. All
right, fine.
Thanks for sharing your story. Appreciate it. Good morning, Kiss 98.5. Who's this?
Hi, this is Jordan.
Hi, Jordan. We want to hear your bad first date story, and then we're going to guess, was it romance or no chance? We'll figure out if you had a second date.
Okay. So I went to a movie with a guy, and the movie went great. And when we were done, it ended up being a really, really bad winter storm. It was in Buffalo. And we drove to a movie theater I wasn't familiar with the area, so he walked me to my car, gave me a hug, and he commented I had a little scratch, and I was like, oh, no, and I've never been in an accident, clean driving record. So then I was leaving, and the snow was so bad, it was so piled up, that I actually hit a median so bad that my airbags went off while I was leaving. So then I had to run up to this kid's car and be like, I just got in an accident, you need to drive me home, I don't know what to do. So then I actually, my car still drove somehow. He followed me while I was driving over my airbag to a shop to drop off my car. And then at like 2 in the morning, this kid had to drive me back home.
He's a knight in shining armor. Of course there was a second date. Yes, I say there was romance and a second date. Weez, what do you say?
I'm going to say no because you were too embarrassed.
Nick?
I'm going to say absolutely romance. That kid's technically a first responder. He was the first one responding.
Yeah,
hero.
Exactly. So was there, Jordan, a second date?
There was. We actually ended up dating for 2 years. He was a good guy.
Oh, yay. Amazing. How much did that cost to fix your car?
Luckily, I knew a guy, so not that much.
Oh, I got a guy.
Oh, you are so Buffalo.
Yeah, yeah, I
you
love
got a guy.
Snowstorm.
You had to repack those bear bags.
Driving over the airbag, you know a guy.
Yeah, I mean, we just right. did the switch.
Dang medians.
I love it. I love it.
You know, I would like to, I've decided if I ever run for politics, my platform is going to be, I'm going to get rid of curbs and medians for everybody like me who just seems to find them naturally. But yeah, that's what I'll run for. That will be mine. But anyways, good. Thank you, Jordan. Appreciate that. We love your story. Thanks for calling Kiss 98.5.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.